The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it. The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. We see brave, we back it.
Good morning. Coming up, a business from the edge. Cows, cottages and queens. Angela Merkel in words and dresses and drama. The return of the Debs. You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1850 715 150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. Now, flexible working, statutory sick pay, occupational pensions for all, and another bank holiday. These were some of the pandemic dividend possibilities being considered by the government this week. Good news for all, employers and employees, or is it? We're joined by Gerry Kennelly, founder and CEO of Tweak, and Dr. Caroline Murphy, lecturer in employment relations at the University of Limerick. You're both very welcome. Gerry Kennelly, first to you. The whole idea of how hard many people worked during the pandemic, particularly in frontline services, they do deserve to have that recognised. And what better way than financially?
That's wonderful, Richard. And we should celebrate the heroes if we can figure out who they all are, because they come in many forms and shapes, from taxi drivers to postmen to checkout workers and of course, the people on the front line in medicine. And yes, we should celebrate it, but I guess we've got to have some kind of a balance. It was pretty shocking to see what the Taoiseach came up with in his moment of munificence this week. There's a lot of measures there, some of which are due to come in next year: the living wage, statutory sick pay, occupational pensions, and working from home. They're all good measures, and it'd be great to have all of them, but I think it's something that's got to be planned, and it should be part of a long-term strategy, not just a part of a bonus that's going to be kicked out. It will increase the costs of doing business, and it could hurt a lot of businesses who are just starting to recover.
I just want to bring in Caroline there. Well, what do you think of that point that this all looks well and good and many people might benefit and many people might deserve to benefit from it, but it needs to be thought through and there are costs associated with it?
Absolutely. I mean, I recognise the point that Gerry makes in that regard. There absolutely are costs associated with this, but I think when we look at some of the sectors right now that are really struggling with issues in relation to recruitment and retention, some of the items that the government propose do actually go a long way towards making inroads in some of those issues. So, for example, Gerry spoke about the fact that there's a lot of things being proposed here and they need a long-term strategy. You know, I would take the view that much of some of the proposals that have been touted actually, to an extent, are old wine in new bottles. They have been around and on the table for quite a while now. I think the one probably getting the most attention is around the statutory sick pay scheme. But that was very much put on the table last summer, and a very extensive impact assessment was conducted by the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. And that has been published, and it has looked at the balance of costs that will be incurred by employers as part of that proposal. But it has equally looked at some of the very extensive benefits that can be accrued from that. Two other elements, I suppose, of that: the flexible working strategy. We have seen, again, I suppose, a significant number of initiatives moving in that direction. And again, there's nothing new in that. That was part of the National Remote Work Strategy, which emerged last January. And the final one, I suppose, around the pension element, you know, this was very much put on the table in a significant way back in 2018. And we didn't see any significant progress on that since then.
So when you say these are ideas that have been knocking around, Caroline, are you saying that they might not happen at all and they're just being talked about now? And if they were to happen in the context of improving circumstances for people after the pandemic, would that be enough?
I think they will go some way towards addressing a significant number of workers. But we have two issues here. We have issues where we have measures which will benefit all workers. And we have a lack, I suppose, of clarity around how we will deliver benefits to very significant groups of workers which are impacted differently. So, for example, I would draw attention to the fact that we, whilst through legislation and statutory changes, we can bring in some of these measures that potentially will take quite a while and will impact everybody. What we are lacking in this country are strong mechanisms through which we can deliver targeted supports and targeted changes at sectoral level. So, for example, we have still amongst one of the lowest rates of collective and sectoral bargaining in Europe. And that is an issue which needs to be addressed also.
Gerry Kennelly, all of these things would cost money. As a business person, as somebody who has that entrepreneurial point of view, you're looking at costs and competitiveness. Do you think that, you know, sometimes when you say we need a long-term plan, often when people say we need a long-term plan, that means we don't do it. Don't do it now. Maybe think about doing it later.
I think the reality is, Richard, that the pensions is an absolute no-brainer. The question is, how much is it going to cost and who pays for it? It should be a long-term part of our strategy. But literally, this is a timeline has now been put on these things for the first time, as far as I'm aware. Businesses have to look at their costs in advance. We're now looking at, a lot of people have made their plans, their financial plans for 2022, and here's the tonnage to announcing measures which could seriously impact those. And look at the landscape they're in at the moment. There's been a huge change in Ireland. The global tax changes are going to have a huge impact on our country. We don't yet know what the impact of Brexit is really going to be. We are in a period of inflation. Businesses and individuals are having to wean themselves off the drip and get back to the real world. So, you know, the timing of this is not great.
But what about, I mean, there are different categories and types of jobs. Some jobs, some businesses and sectors have thrived during the pandemic. Some companies are now finding it hard to hire skilled workers. But a lot of these measures are aimed at lower paid, perhaps lower skilled jobs, where people are finding that, you know what, it's practically not worth my while. The cost of living is going up. I need something more in order to pay the bills.
Yeah, I think that the tarnished would be a lot better off to look at increasing the skills of the people of Ireland to create value in a long-term and sustainable way, to upskill people. We've got a 30 billion euro house building plan that's been rolled out. We've got a huge retrofitting for energy rating in homes rolling out. There's an incredible shortage of workers in the technology industry for companies like Tweak. We're having to hire people in South America. So I think that would make a lot more sense to deal with that issue at least in parallel, to bring the skills, to bring people's value in the marketplace up and to earn real value.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see how it plays out. Gerry Kennelly, founder and CEO of Tweak, and Dr. Caroline Murphy, lecturer in employment relations at the University of Limerick. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.